Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening to you all. This is the Business Day Spotlight, your destination for African business made simple. My name is Mudiwa Gavaza, and for today, we get into a conversation about small business. This is something that we have spoken about on a number of different occasions on this platform, the place of small businesses, the place of, suppliers, the place of market access, the place of funding, all of these things that come together to make sure that small businesses are well equipped to do well in the marketplace. But for today, we are going to be talking about I'm not sure what words to lend to it. Some people will call it business development support. You know, some people will call it market access. Some people will call it collaboration. You know, some people will call it partnership. But in essence, we're talking about the role of corporates in actually helping small businesses, you know, to thrive in a country like South Africa. To help us, you know, talk about this, we are joined by Lorian Fenter, who is from One Day Only. They are an e-commerce platform here in South Africa, and she is the sales director. Lorian, greetings to you today.
Hi, Mudiwa. It's great to be with you.
Okay, so let's get the ball rolling.
Wonderful.
Are corporates the knights in shining armor for small businesses?
I think everybody in South Africa has got to be part of the solution. We all know it's been a tough run. You know, the last couple of years have been really, really difficult. And you know, the solution is to have businesses that are thriving, to have people employed, etc. So I think every single business has a responsibility that needs to be more than one of those things that is a tick box, but just a part of their heart and soul of their business to say, how can we actually support South Africans? How can we support South Africa? How can we employ people? And there's lots of ways to do it. One of the big ways that we do it is obviously we're a South African owned, South African run business that has a lot of, you know, employees here. So we've got 300 people that we employ and that we look after. And that's a big part of what our responsibility is. But more relevant to this conversation today is that we have a responsibility to our suppliers, and we have a way to be able to empower and equip people. So I think with One Day Only specifically, we are very, very focused on making sure that we can build and develop smaller South African businesses. And we work very closely with them. And this is definitely not a handout. This is not a financial contribution. This is not something where we go and say, okay, cool, we're going to sponsor these companies at all. But what we do is we use what we have in our hands and what we can actually offer, which is that we've got a platform to be able to sell products. And so we work a lot with South African companies that are small startups, and we help to list their products, photograph their products, and get their deals up and loaded so that they can actually sell the products. And there's much more to this than just selling something. Through that process, people can learn how to do invoicing, how to make sure that they have delivery notes, making sure that they deliver on time, making sure that the product specifications are very clear, making sure that what they promise they're going to deliver is what they actually deliver. And so we do work very closely with suppliers on that, which is really exciting.
Lorian, one of the most interesting things that you're talking about is, I guess, this collaboration that happens between small businesses and, I guess, larger entities such as One Day Only. But in your particular case, right, there's a symbiosis that exists between One Day Only and, you know, small businesses, a dynamic that doesn't always purvey in other corporates, right? Because in your particular instance, there are a number of small businesses that list, as you said just now, that list their products. One Day Only being famous for, you know, I'm going to use the word ridiculous, because sometimes I look at those deals and I'm like, how is this even possible, right? Famous for the specials, you know, that only last for, you know, a certain period, One Day Only, right? So it's incumbent on a one day only to make sure that the small businesses on its platforms thrive, because as they thrive, you thrive as well. But how do you engender such a spirit, especially where that symbiosis doesn't always exist between corporates and small businesses?
I think we are still a small South African business ourselves, although we're not so small anymore, but we still operate in that manner. So we still really care about people and relationships. And I think the big secret of our sales team is that we have, as a central sort of core value, is that we build very close relationships with our suppliers, because we believe without suppliers, we are nothing. And actually, our sort of purpose in the business is that every day is an opportunity to make someone feel like a big deal. And that includes our staff, that includes our suppliers, and that includes our customers. And so that's really at the center of everything we do. But it isn't just as simple as anybody can list stuff with us. We have a very curated page. One of the reasons why people love and trust us is because it's not just a case of anyone can throw anything up. So we are very, very particular. You know, people do apply to us all the time to say, I want to list this item. And if we don't feel that it's going to be able to be sort of a mass commercial success, then we're not going to list it. So I think that's the first thing, is just making sure that everyone understands what their business is. If it's a very niche, very small product, that's one thing. If it's something that's going to be commercial and it's going to be able to sell a large amount of volume, that's what we're going to list. So that's the first thing. And then the second thing is to be able to walk them through the process, getting it all photographed, getting it all looking amazing. And yeah, that is really, really important. Is you're with an online site, you have a very small window, it's about that size, in which to be able to communicate what your product is and what the benefits are of it and what makes it amazing. And so we've got a really amazing studio team who can help with that. And just working together with the suppliers. But I think for us, what makes us unique, we have a very big base, you know, large base that is on our social media platforms. And we send a newsletter out to more than 3.5 million people on a day-to-day basis. And so, you know, we can communicate, we can market, we can get brands out there and get them exposure.
Very keen to understand then, Lorian, when someone is, I guess, doing business with one day only. What is the start of the relationship? You've given us one dynamic where perhaps as a small businesses, maybe let me use myself. Let's say I come up with a range of very innovative cups, right? And then we have Mudiwa's cups. And, you know, this is going to be the greatest cup that the world has ever seen. You've already mentioned the one dynamic where I, as the small business, apply to have my amazing cup listed on one day only. But is there an instance where perhaps your sales team is looking at what's happening in the market, keeping their ear to the ground and saying, oh, wow, you know, Mudiwa's cup seems to be doing well on social media or at that corner, at that one corner shop in Parkhurst. Perhaps this is something that could do well on one day only. How does, is the application the only way to get onto one day only? In essence, that's what I'm asking.
Well, I think just to say that if anyone does want to apply to sell on one day only, what they need to do is go to the bottom of the website and there's a little banner there that says sell with us, and then they apply. And as I say, not everybody gets accepted, etc. But definitely we have a big sales team. We've got about 50 people in our team, and their role every single day is to find what's new, what's exciting, negotiate great deals, manage, make sure that there's stock available. So they definitely are looking on social media. But they won't find little ones in a little shop somewhere. Usually it'll be on things that are off trending on social media where people are managing to make a big noise. And you can see that it's a product that people are wanting. We are a commercial business, not a niche business. So we're going to look for guys that are already getting a lot of traction. And then we can give them the platform to be able to sell their goods. And it really is, we often joke and say that one day only is a large marketing business that happens to sell a lot of products. Because we have such a big reach And people are looking and they are excited and they are looking for what's new and exciting and different every single day. And so, yeah, it is a case of working both ways.
Are you able to give us a sense, whatever you can share, understanding, of course, that there are, you know, certain, you know, maybe you might have your secrets as a company, understanding that, but whatever you can share of, I guess, throughput on your platform of, you know, small businesses versus maybe what some would consider the household brands. Because when you go onto your website, you know, there seems to be a broad range of, you know, products that are available there.
Yeah, I think the reality is that we're using data every single day to make sure that what the deals that we're putting up are the deals that are selling. And obviously, we've got a certain amount of real estate available to us every day. And so we're going to put up products that are selling very well. So, for example, if we can see that there are some small businesses and a kind of product that just doesn't generate any sales, you know, then we won't list them again because it's not what people are interested in. Definitely at this stage, Gen Z specifically, everybody says we want to support local and we believe in supporting local and, you know, buy South African products and support local South African artisans, etc. But it is important for customers out there to actually put the money where their mouth is. And very, very, very often we talk about it, and then they run off to, you know, the cheap Chinese suppliers and go and order stuff online. And then they're not supporting local at all. So there's often a sort of a breakdown of what we believe in our hearts and then what we do with our cash. And I think it is a really big point. It's to say, as South Africans, we believe in it, and therefore we need to put our money where our mouth is.
So on your platform, I would proffer from what you've just said that the small businesses are perhaps a smaller percentage of volume of sales going through the platform?
Definitely. Sadly, a very small part. Not everything. I mean, for example, Serta Bears, that is one of our best sellers in every single year. And that is produced in South Africa, which is amazing. And so there's a South African business, although it's an international brand that is produced in South Africa, that provides jobs for South Africa, that does extremely well. And there are a lot of South African businesses that does happen with. But also there's a lot of South African businesses that aren't necessarily creating local products, but they might be importing them, they might be buying them from someone else and on-selling them. There are a lot of businesses that we work very, very closely with that are obviously South African businesses that are employing people, etc. So even if you are buying products on the site that are not South African produced, they are still supporting South African businesses where there's warehousing and there's, you know, invoicing and there's sales teams, etc. So, we work with South African businesses primarily to build and encourage as much as we can.
Now, on this platform, Lorian, we've actually had a number of platforms here, different e-commerce platforms using a range of, different business model. Rentosa, for example, seems to take on a lot of its own inventory on its own platform. And then, you know, it's doing a subscription model. But the other more traditional platforms that we've had here, the likes of Amazon, Takealot. We've recently spoken to the team at Bob Shop. And then, you know, there's yourselves. Maybe you could give us a look behind the curtain. For a small business, right? What is the game that I'm playing as Muriwa's Cups? I've got this amazing cup, and I'm trying to decide where I'm going to list my products, because you've given us a lot of insight into how One Day Only tracks sales and decides what to list, what not to list, tracks performance, sees what's selling, and you make your decisions on what stays on the site or not. But on the other side of that equation are the actual small businesses themselves, making it at least in the initial processes, making some type of a decision of where do I want my products to actually go. So what is the jostling behind the scenes, for the small businesses that's actually happening, that's informing their decision making?
Yeah. So I think Wonder Only has got a unique business model in that we list products that run for Wonder Only. You've got that FOMO factor where people are literally going, the number of people who say to me, I wake up in the morning, grab my cup of coffee, and I grab Wonder Only and I scroll and shop and see what's happening. And we know that that's a very big part of people's morning ritual. What makes it exciting, what makes it interesting is the fact that there's this unique business model of building an entire site, having it run for one day, and then the next day it wipes clear and then you start again. I mean, it's a crazy business model, but it does work. And I think for custom, for suppliers, it's something that's exciting and they know that they're going to get their products presented well. In that way, I think for a lot of the other sites, it's very, very big. There's a lot of products listed, thousands and thousands and thousands of products listed, and they just, you know, you can so easily get lost in the machine. Whereas with Wonder Only, there's a newsletter that goes out to millions of people. There's the social media that goes out, and it's very, very targeted for that specific day. So I think that's what makes us unique. And the other thing is that we don't just buy in loads and loads and loads of stock. What we do as a business model is that we will run Madiwa's cups, and 100 people will think these are awesome and they'll buy them. And then the following morning, we place the order with Madiwa and he immediately processes the order and delivers it to our warehouse. We then cross ship it and get it out to the customer. So it's a great way of doing business because it's quick and it's simple. It doesn't require loads of planning and it's, you know, et cetera, et cetera. It's what do the customers want? What are the customers buying? There's your order. You deliver and we pay immediately. So it's a very quick, seamless process for those products.
Having spoken to a number of small businesses over the years, I always know that there's some, I'm going to use the word consternation, I'm going to use the word hesitation when it comes to dealing with bigger companies. You know, there's a negotiating dynamic. Who's got the power? Who doesn't have the power? These are all the things that small business owners will be thinking about as they're sitting there. So, when you're talking to these guys, obviously, this is in information systems we talk about sprints. This is literally a sprint business model. Like it's one day, and then you know you keep it moving. From that point of view, could you give us a sense of what that relationship looks like for however brief that situation is? Because when it comes to those partnerships with corporates and small businesses, like I said, a lot of fear, you know, to say, are they taking advantage of me? Am I getting the best terms? Am I going to get paid on, you know, all of those things? Yeah.
Yeah. Look, I think for us, we like to keep things quick and simple. You know, originally with the business model, it was to never even have staff at all. It was just like, let's get, you know, things outsourced and quickly through the system and get people paid. I mean, the reality is that's one thing we know with small businesses, and that's why we are, you know, we do pay very quickly, which is really awesome. But I think in terms of negotiating, it's always going to be, you know, a win-win situation. If the pricing's too high, you're not going to sell volume. If the pricing's too low, no one makes any money, you know. So that negotiation is really a case of saying, cool, how far can you go on this thing? Because we want to move proper volume. At the end of the day, we're a volume business. We want to sell as many units as possible. And we want to do that for the suppliers and we want to do it for ourselves. And so it's all very well. You know, someone came to me last week and said, oh, we want to make sure that we add on a 20% margin that we're going to give away to charities, et cetera. And so that is amazing. It's such a beautiful heart on it, something that's a very desirable curated item. But on many items that are very, very fast moving, et cetera, you need to make sure that you've got the best price that you're going to move the most amount of volume.
When people are doing e-commerce transactions, there's a lot of noise, you know, in the market, a lot of platforms that are competing for people's attention, and all of that, right? When you're doing things, as you said, you guys are a volume business. realistically, or at least from your experience, what is the most of a product that you've seen just flying through the, you know, through the shelves? Because we see on our side, we see these deals, but behind the scenes, we're not even aware remotely of, you know, how, what's actually happening behind the scenes for a platform like One Day Only.
I mean, you know, I can't give too much away, but I can say that the word thousands is not an unusual number to be sort of rolling around. And very often it is hundreds. And then on very niche products, you might have, you know, under 100. And I think that's what makes our business model so special, is that we don't have to predict and assess and try and plan as much as that. We let the customer speak. So we run a deal, 1,000 of them buy it, and then we deliver and we send out. I think what is important, though, is that we can limit the number of units sold. So Modiwa's cups, you only produced 120 of them, two in pink and 17 in green, etc. And we list exactly what you have available so that we can sell that to the customers. That's why when, by the time we've hit that as 120 cups and they're sold out, they're sold out. So, yeah, that's, and I think that is what makes One Day Only exciting, is that people know they've got to be fast because those items do sell out quickly. We do sell a lot of product in a day.
And from a small business point of view, how much education time are you guys spending on something like that? Because obviously when a business approaches your platform, they have a sense of what you guys do, but how much, because you mentioned earlier on a certain level of handholding and education that you are sort of helping small businesses with, but you know, maybe you could take us through some of that.
Look, I'm going to be honest. It's a bit like the New York Stock Exchange here most days. You know, when you've got to get up to new deals every single day, there's a lot of action and a lot of fire. There is a certain amount of handholding, but it's not low and slow. You know, it's like, right, we need you to do this, boom. We need you to do that, boom. You need to deliver on time, boom. So I think it's really, as much as it's, we will definitely say, okay, cool, this is how, what we need, this is what we require, this is what we need. It's not sort of a low and slow and we're going to have loads of meetings and what have you. It's like, right, this is what we need, you need to do it. So it's very entrepreneurial, but very fast paced.
And from what you can see, you know, over the years, a platform like One Day Only has grown, and the other platforms that we spoke about have also grown. But largely, would you say that small businesses have really been receptive to the e-commerce wave, or do you still sense a certain hesitation from certain corners?
No, I think everybody's embraced the e-commerce wave, from suppliers to customers. You know, pre-COVID, 5 years ago, a lot of people were a lot more hesitant to turn out their credit card details. And I think now people are comfortable. And in terms of suppliers, it used to be a very sort of hesitant, oh, I'm not sure if I want to list it online. And now I think anyone can see if they don't have it online, they are missing a trick. So anyone who is feeling hesitant, the most important thing is to make sure that what you represent in your photographs, what you're presenting as your product, has to be what you're going to deliver. Because that's the only way people can touch and feel and see what that product is going to be. And then product specifications, we've got to do it. And I think what we've done is we've really built together with a lot of companies. If I think of a few businesses, there's a furniture business called Native Decor that we've really worked with a lot over the years. And they make beautiful furniture, which is really great. I think of a brand like Woodstock Leather, stunning handcrafted leather goods, designed in Woodstock, which is where we're based and very much a part of our sort of story. And there's so many I can name. And then even just thinking of, for example, the wine industry. You know, we are very, very intricately involved with, on a Monday and on a Wednesday, we are listing huge numbers of wines. And we do the big brands that are well marketed and everyone knows about, but we also do the small boutique ones to give exposure and et cetera. So I think that relationship and that symbiosis over the years has been growing and growing.
All right. One of the things that I'm quite curious about, and I think the wine example that you used just now, I'm just going to touch on that and maybe go a little bit deeper, is I think of one day only as a, you mentioned earlier on that it's essentially a marketing business, right? And that's how I'm also thinking about it as well, to say that, you know, perhaps there's a campaign and I want to make sure that I have, you know, 100 of my cups, you know, selling. So let me work out a deal with one day only, an offer, and then push it on. How ongoing are some of these relationships? Because in a typical e-commerce paradigm, right, you know that, okay, Leo's Cups is listed on X platform, and any day you can just go onto X platform, there's a cup, it costs 20 Rand, buy your cup, you continue. But the one day only paradigm is different, right? At least to my understanding, my cups are only available insofar as there is a deal available on the cups, right? So how often do you, I can see big businesses, you know, having, I guess, constant stock flowing through the platform and constant deals that are being offered. But yeah, maybe you could talk to us. I hope I'm asking my question properly.
Yes. Yeah, I mean, we run the deals. We don't run them again for another couple of weeks. On the last Thursday of every month, we do run our bestsellers. It's called Another Day Only, as apart from One Day Only. And we always say it's, you know, it's never to be repeated deals. Repeat it. We do run our deals again a couple of weeks after that, etc., because, you know, if people didn't get the opportunity to buy it. But people never, ever, ever know what's going to be up on the site. And obviously, if Madiba's cups are sold out, they are sold out and they're never coming back again. So there is still that FOMO factor. And what we actually launched last week, which is super exciting, is we've got some extra time deals. And, you know, we've done a lot of surveys, a lot of things, and a lot of people say, I just didn't go on yesterday and I missed out. And so we have got a new little tab that people might be noticing and that we're just doing a sort of soft launch on, which is just a few of the last few days' bestsellers coming through, just to give you a little bit of an extra shot at hitting those extra time deals.
All right. Competitively, do you guys have a competitor in the market?
We have lots of competitors in terms of wallet spend. So although they're not a direct competitor, when we look at things like, you know, Checkers 6060, people are spending money there that online that they could be spending with us. Definitely, you've got the big guys. You've got, you know, you have got your big players like Takealot and Amazon. They have things that are definitely competitive for us. But I do think we have a unique business model that nobody else is hitting in quite the same way that we are. And, you know, we are a 14-year-old business. So, you know, in terms of the online space, we're the sort of dinosaurs in the business. And I think we are unique for just that very exciting daily ritual of, like, grabbing One Day Only and just not knowing what you're going to do. I mean, a couple of years ago, we had a Ferrari that was up for sale. We've done 3.5 million rand apartments. And then you've got a dog hairdryer or, you know, a pair of Saucony running shoes. So you just don't know what you're going to get on a day.
Yeah, I think it's very interesting that, you know, all these years later, that novelty of not knowing what's going to be on the platform on a daily basis has not worn off and continues to be the thing that drives, you know, the traffic to the website. And on the previous point that I was asking about, that the fact that you have these deals that are only available at a certain time and all that stuff, other e-commerce platforms will sit and say, well, we've got 20,000 merchants listed on our website. But I can imagine that in your world, that is not... What metric do you have in that you track that is similar to that?
We have a very large supplier base. I think it would surprise people to know the sort of number of suppliers that we work with on a daily basis. But I think what we're tracking, we track success of deals. So we're looking at which deals did well an hour ago, a minute ago, a day ago, a week ago, a month ago. And those are the products that we're going to be portraying and pushing forward. And we also look to have a certain percentage number of new deals on our page every single day. So that's really, really important, is we want to make sure that we've always got new products and new and exciting things to give that sort of like factor of not knowing what you're going to get on the day. And the other thing that we track is just how regularly we run them and what campaigns we've got coming up. So if we're doing a up to 99 Rand off campaign, we're going to be listing certain suppliers. If we're going to be doing something that's most wished for products, it's often going to be very aspirational brands. So it just depends on what the campaigns are, what products are selling at the moment, and what customers are wanting ultimately.
And the other curiosity I also had similarly was, typically, you know, you and I are talking in the middle of October, about a month from now, people get excited about this thing called Black Friday. And, you know, we have deals upon deals and, you know, the whole country is flooded. Some people, it's a week. Some people talk about Cyber Monday. There's a lot going on. But because you guys, it feels like it's Black Friday every day. How do you take advantage of some of those things, festive season or, you know, Black Friday, that type of thing?
Well, I think that is one of our taglines. Every day is Black Friday, one day only. very good sort of hit on that. But I think for us, it is by far our best month of the year, usually double or triple any other month. And that is a combination. Number one, people are wanting, expecting, excited about, saving for Black Friday. And so they make sure that they have been saving all year, for example, for an amazing TV or some very high value items. And then everybody also just gets caught up in the rush of November sales anyway. And then in addition to all of that, there's a case of everybody wanting to buy Christmas presents early and just getting ready and set. So the way that we gear up for it, number one, we have amazing campaigns that we plan for the whole year. And, you know, we've got a really, really solid Black Friday campaigns, as you say, for the week, the month, the days, etc. And, you know, Black Friday, Cyber Monday, huge, huge, huge days for us. But I think on the back end of the sort of hype and the marketing side is the, from the sales team's point of view, is making sure that we work very, very solidly with our suppliers for the whole year. So a lot of the suppliers we start working with in January to say, look, this is what really, really worked well, reflecting on the sales. And then we say, like, for next year, these are the learnings that we've had. These are the things we need to make sure we have in stock. These are the things, products we need to start testing now. So we need to be testing our products in Jan, Feb, March, so that we can make sure that we've got enough of that stock reordered in time for Black Friday. And then the other thing that we do is we start to negotiate on the pricing, et cetera. And the way we can get the pricing down, higher volumes, lower prices. So we start to really gear that up and make sure that we have enough stock. Years ago, our big problem over Black Friday is that we would run out of stock on the day. So we would sell super well, and then we would run out. So now we've, you know, really well pre-planned in advance to say, these are the kind of deals we're looking for. This is the brands we need. This is the amount of stock that we need so that they can all be prepped and ready for us.
All right. You know, when it comes to how businesses list their products on some of these platforms, it's been fascinating just to see the growth, you know, over the years in the space, or at least for the years that I've been you know, analyzing what's been happening in the space and just how much you, as a business owner, you sort of need to know. We mentioned the education piece earlier on, but there's just so much that you need to know as a business before you can really go out and get yourself, you know, really, really successful online. So maybe that's one of the places we can end today's conversation. You know, for a small business, what's the advice for, you know, success online, you know, success with a one day only or any other platform? How can small businesses position themselves to just make sure that on the day that Mliwa's cups get listed, that we will make sure that this product is sold out?
So I think a couple of things. Number one, your product has to be amazing. Always start there. Great product, something that is either completely unique or very, very marketable that people are going to want. Then you have to make sure that it is photographed well, either by the online retailer or by yourself, and it's very, very clear that your product description is very, very good. Ideally, you want to have a website up so that, you know, for example, if you sell it at a discounted price on one day only, you have to have a website up that gives the legitimacy to say, this is the brand, this is what it normally sells for, and we're going to offer a discount for one day only. And then making sure that all your back-end stuff is and making sure that your quality is the same. If you've got one cup that is this way and another cup that is another way, like, you're going to have problems. If you have one massive return with an online retailer, you're not going to be able to list your products again with them for a while. So there's all those sorts of things. And then there's just the back end stuff, making sure that you know how to do your invoicing, making sure that you know how to do a packing list, making sure that you know how to do a delivery note, you know. So as the goods are delivered, here's 120 of Mediwa's cups, there's 72 green, 32 pink, etc. And you give all the details so that when they're checking it in, they can check it against the order. Then making sure you've got your banking account set up, making sure that the payments can be received, making sure when you get your order that if you are asked to deliver within one day, that you really can deliver within one day. So it's just following through the absolute basics of business. And often people get caught up on the one thing, like, oh, I have to get a business registered and I have to make sure that I have, you know, a very fancy online retailer, da, da, da. You know, just keep it simple. Great product, great price, and able to deliver good quality. Keep it simple and get those things done. I think also you have to get caught up. Sometimes people get caught up on all the details and it's like, oh, I have to do my logo perfectly and I have to get this done perfectly. And I have to just believe in yourself, ask a lot of questions and go for it. But anyway, Mediwa, I'm hoping to see Mediwa's cups shortly, because, I mean, we've definitely spoken a lot about them. I'm quite excited about these unique cups that we're going to see.
Now I actually have to go and design this amazing cup so that it can actually be listed. Before I let you go, Lorien, this one is a curiosity for myself. We often talk to a lot of payments providers on this platform, and we often talk about how e-commerce has helped to drive, you know, digital payments in South Africa. Obviously, whatever you can share to us, how are one day only's customers paying for products? Is it card? Is it EFT? Buy now, pay later? Like, what's happening on the customer side?
I think it is actually super interesting conversation. Is that the one thing that is super important is customers of today, you have to make sure that whatever payment method they want to pay with, that you've got it as an option. So we've got as many options as we possibly can. We've got, you know, credit card, SnapScan, instant EFT. We've got Zapper, and then we've got PayFlex, which is your buy now, pay later. We've got eBucks, Discovery Miles. We've got EFTs. We've got MobiCredit. So there's loads and loads and loads of different ways that people can pay. And that is super important if you are an online retailer to have as many options as possible. We're actually installing Apple Pay within the next week or two as well, which will be very exciting. And I think just in terms of how people are shopping, most people shop on credit card, quick sticks, which is nice and easy. SnapScan is also a really big one. And then PayFlex, in terms of the buy now, pay later, PayFlex is definitely way ahead of the pack. Just interesting sort of shopping behavior patterns. You know, with PayFlex, I think you've got about 4 months within which to pay, or 4 payments. So it's quite a short sort of a payback time. And that one's definitely seeing some major, major traction.
All right. So that's how we end off today's discussion. It has been really great, talking about how corporates and small businesses can actually collaborate, for the good of the corporates, but, more importantly, for the good of the small businesses. We often talk about small businesses being engines of growth for the economy, but how do you actually make that happen in practice? And I think today's conversation, the thing that I like the most about it was the practicality that we were dealing with, to say if you are a small business and, obviously today the conversation was confined more to what's happening in the e-commerce space, but, perhaps there's lessons that could be taken on in other industries as well, to say that for a platform like One Day Only, the performance of your suppliers is directly correlates to the performance of the platform as a whole. But one of the interesting, points that Lorian was actually mentioning, and we've actually heard a number of people talking about it, is that there does need to be, on the other side of that, people voting with their pockets and actually supporting small and local businesses as much as possible. We say that we want to support businesses, but we need to vote with our pockets. And often that doesn't always translate. So the appeal is that we do need to make sure that we're supporting more and more of our local businesses. A lot of effort to actually make sure that people understand what's going on these various platforms and the data, what works, what doesn't work. And I can imagine the mountains of data that One Day Only probably sits on right now, because Lorian mentioned that they're tracking sales. What worked yesterday? What worked last month? What worked last hour? What worked last minute? So there's a lot there's a lot to be discussed from that point of view. I could probably just have a data-only discussion with Lorian, which could probably fill up yet another episode, just around that. And also, she gave us some tips at the end, which I thought was really great, about how small businesses can succeed on some of these platforms. Specifically, on their platform, she said that a couple of the things is just make sure that, first of all, you have a great product, and, secondly, make sure that the quality is consistent across your various products. And then from there we can get into some of the nitty-gritty quote-unquote back office issues, invoicing, making sure that your logistics are there, and also just making sure that if we need 100 of your product, or however many products you are saying that you have, that you can actually deliver them as and when they are needed. So that's been it. We have been in conversation with Lorian Fenn. She is the sales director over at One Day Only. Lorian, thank you so much for being with us today.
Great. It was such fun. Thanks, Madiwa.
And that's been it for this edition of the Business Day Spotlight. Remember that you can find our latest podcasts on Business Live. That's under the podcast Business Day Spotlight tab on Twitter with hashtag BD Spotlight. And remember that you can review and subscribe for free on iono.fm, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Pocket Casts, or wherever you choose to get your pods casted. I've been Mudiwa Gavaza of the Business Day and Financial Mail. And this has been another edition of the Business Day Spotlight, which is a multimedia live production. So from myself and the rest of the team, it is a good evening, good afternoon, and good morning.